MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, June 9, 2025. The state legislature is weighing in on school vaccination requirements, and a new graduation requirement is being considered. Showers, low 60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 11:01 a.m. and 11:02 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes, religious exemptions for most vaccinations for school-aged children would be banned in Massachusetts under a proposal being considered by state lawmakers. Critics say the move would be discriminatory and violate religious rights. The legislation, heard by the legislature's Public Health Committee on Friday, would eliminate a section of the state's vaccine law that allows parents with sincere religious beliefs to be exempted from a requirement to submit proof of vaccination to enroll their children in public schools. Matt Petrie reports in the Newburyport Daily News, thanks to the combined efforts of Newburyport High School junior Madeline Jackman and Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr, CPR certification may soon become a high school graduation requirement. Tarr made the announcement Thursday that he would be advancing an act requiring instruction in CPR and the use of defibrillators for high school graduation in a move honoring National Cardiopulmonary Resuscitation and Automatic External Defibrillator, AED, Awareness Week. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
In the most recent edition of his Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Reardon offers an update on the FY26 budget, which will be voted on June 18.
Finally, I'll say, you know, we're still in the middle of the budget, so it's fiscal year 26 budget season. We went through three meetings of our capital improvement plan. We've gone through one night of hearings for a couple of departments. And what happens now is, I think there's like four more hearings set in front of the city council, and they'll talk to a couple different department heads each night around those. Obviously, I've been talking about this as a lean and mean budget year. It's a 3.6% increase, but if we really look at it, it's only a 1.8% increase because of the drastic health insurance increase that we had this year. So we really have looked for anywhere possible to cut. So it'll be interesting to see how the city council approaches this budget. Again, we were trying to work with them through this. I really think that we've done a lot of good here. So, and I think it's still a budget that moves the city forward in a positive way. So I'm excited to see those conversations happen. The budget vote will be June 18th. So they've got to get all their budget hearings done by the 18th. And then hopefully it'll only just take that one night to get to a vote.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. And Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, the Manchester Essex Regional School District is searching for a qualified designer for the Essex Elementary School project. The district has not yet determined whether construction will be a renovation or an ad reno or a new building on the site of the current school at 12 Story Street, according to a legal notice. The estimated total construction cost for the proposed project ranges from $50 million to $55 million, depending on the solution agreed to by the district and the Massachusetts School Building Authority Board of Directors. A lot of good news from the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell. The St. John's Prep lacrosse team is headed to the D1 Final Four on the strength of Saturday's 11-5 win over Westford Academy. The Manchester Essex boys lacrosse team topped Weston 8-7 yesterday to also advance to a Final Four. And the Ipswich boys lacrosse team lost 8-5 to Nantucket in the quarters. The Ipswich girls lacrosse team edged Pentucket 9-8 on Saturday to advance to the Division IV state semifinals. Elsewhere on our site, we have an interview with the Ipswich girls coach. Lucy Winthrop led the Tigers' come-from-behind win with 4 goals. Newburyport is also headed to the Final Four with a 12-4 win over Hanover. Hamilton won in baseball. Shout out Dennis Yarmuth. 1-0 yesterday to advance to the state semifinals. Connor Henry was the pitching star for the Generals, allowing only one hit with 10 strikeouts in 6 innings of work. Henry also drove in the game's only run with a single, as the team now has a record of 20-3. Linfield also advanced with an 8-2 win over Northbridge. Luke DeSilvio pitched the entire game for the Pioneers without allowing an earned run. The St. John's Prep baseball team fell to St. John's of Shrewsbury 3-0. The Gloucester softball team was eliminated from the tournament 2-1 by Dighton Rehoboth. The Fishermen got another strong pitching performance from freshman Abby Noble, and their season ends with an 18-5 record. Make that an 18-5 record. The Georgetown softball team is headed to a Final Four in Division 5 after a 4-3 win over Maynard. The Manchester, Essex, and Linfield boys and girls tennis teams are all headed to the Final Four following weekend wins. And the Red Sox, are you sitting down, took 2 out of 3 this past weekend in New York against the Yankees. Last night, it was an 11-7 win. Red Sox are at home tonight to host the Rays. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.